Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7:23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thirdingredient.com. Check those out. Jeff Sabar is our guest. Jeffrey is he is the Chief Home Officer, and he is the author of three books on being home base. He operates the Worm Cam for us out on Main Street, and has been joining us now since 1999. Hey, Jeffrey, we were talking earlier about the vacation thing. And I remember it made me think of when I used to work for corporate America. If I had a great year one year and I was a hero, I mean, I remember going to the year-end events. And I mean, I was one of the heroes. I was up on the stage. People were cheering me, blah, 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 blah. Right. And then the next morning, my boss would call me and say, okay, you're a bum today. What are you going to do? It was a new year.
Exactly.
You know, it was like what, all that stuff that happened yesterday, forget about it. It's over. Now what are you going to do? You're a bum today. Well, here we are back from, you know, people, we talked about vacations. When you get back from vacation, if you're all rested and rejuvenated, here we are now with a trimester of the year left to go. What are you going to do with it? You know, how are you going to get business loaded up? You have to get started back again and get back into the groove, don't you? How do you do that?
Well, I think that part of what we've always, as we said previously, you know, you don't work, you don't eat. And when you're on vacation, you know, even though we have our connections, we have our work, we have what we've done, if you're not out plying the field, you're literally not working. As you say, you know, sort of playfully, you're unemployed. You have to look at it. Everything you do, you know, as in my work as a writer, but as a home based business owner, everything I do is predicated upon my next gig. So, and you know, I keep the lines, and not to mix a whole ton of metaphors here, but I always keep the lines in the water. I make sure that you know, I've been around for, you know, February will be 30 years. That I've been, or January, but 30 years I've been working from home. So I've been around a little while, all in the same market in South Florida. People know me. I get calls from people saying, you know, do you need marketing? Do you need, you know, website development? Do you need to promote your business? I'm like, nah, I got that covered. Thanks. My reputation takes care of that for me. But you have to make sure it's out there. You have to make sure that as we slide into the you know, the end of the year here, you have to assess how you've been, how your numbers have been, how work has been, but also you have to make sure you're taking care of your clients.
Because you still got time with 4 months to go, you still have time to make adjustments. If this were the middle of December, forget about it. You know, you got to dance with whatever brung you. But at this point in time, if you've reevaluated you know, some elements of your business so far this year. You know, maybe some of them, obviously, if you could take a vacation, something's working. But right. You may have some areas that aren't quite as good. With this much time to go at the end of the year, you still got time. That's the beauty of being a small business owner. You can make those adjustments. You've got time to do that. And maybe even launch a new strategy to improve current customer relationships and to grow new ones. What do you think?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, that's part of it is that, you know, we are the quintessential sort of nimble organization where, as you're alluding to, if we were, you know, a Fortune 500, how quickly do you think they could pivot? They don't know from pivot. They're a freighter. Freighters don't pivot.
That's
you
right.
know, we're a jet ski. You know, we can, like, you can't necessarily stop on a dime, but you can turn around pretty quickly. You can make that left turn, right turn, the angle how you need, you know, and we have to take advantage of that. And by the same token, it may not be what we're doing right now. We may see opportunity. You know, along the way, you and I have both seized on opportunity, whether it's seeing a book to do, whether it's a presentation, whether it's an opportunity to take a slight change in what we do and how we present it and take advantage of something that wasn't there previously or that we just happened to see. And we can jump on that. And I think that's the freedom that we have as entrepreneurs to be able to do that. But we have to both realize that freedom. We have to spot those opportunities. And we have to have the will, sort of the fortitude to say, I'm going to take a chance. But, you know, as we head into the end of the year, as you say, we have time to make changes if we reassess.
That's the thing. Don't be hidebound. I mean, the one of the things that I talked about in my third book was about people who are hidebound. If you're hidebound, if you can't change, then you're going to ride whatever mistakes you've got, whatever is now looking like a tiny little problem. If you stay hidebound about that problem, it's going to turn into a big one, and you're going to ride it right into failure. So if things aren't working, make an adjustment. You still have time. You still have time to test it. And, you know, there's plenty of time left if you aren't having a great year to turn whatever you're doing around to make it a great year. And so if you're having a great year, you know, you still got time to fine tune that. There's plenty of time left in the year. That's the main thing we want to get across.
Yep, absolutely. You know, but you have to be open to it. You have to be thinking about, whether it's January 1 or December 31, you have to be thinking about how the year has been serving you or how you can work it. And you know, sometimes if there's not time left in this year, you say, okay, what are we going to do differently next year? And you should always be thinking that way. You know,
That's one thing to do in the third quarter, in the last quarter of the year, is to set your new strategies up for the next year. Hey, Jeffrey, good job today. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Jeffrey Zabarli, ladies and gentlemen, chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com. Check him out there. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.